Maria in St. Louis, Missouri, our first lady caller. Welcome aboard, Maria. Thanks for calling Catholic Answers Live.
Hi. Thank you so much. I appreciate this forum. And I wanted to share with you my personal reasons. Mm-hmm. That would, first of all, that I choose to believe in science.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the Show Me State, after all. You got to show me for me to believe, so I do believe mm-hmm. science.
Yep. Yep.
I grew up in a wonderful, large Catholic, Catholic family. There are five kids. Went to church every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday school, the works. I enjoyed all of the rituals, of the Catholic religion. As I still do today.
Okay.
What do you mean you still do today? Maria, you said you still do today. Do you still go to church, or are you just occasionally?
I believe the rituals. I love the rituals, getting together.
Okay.
Peace on earth, goodwill towards men, extra kinds of people.
Maria, mm-hmm. it's Patrick. Why does belief in science contradict belief in God? How did that dichotomy enter your mind?
Well, as I said, I choose to believe science.
Okay.
Because
us too.
That's something there is scientific proof for, And let me tell you also that I never, ever push my beliefs on other people.
Sure.
I respect everyone's beliefs. If it makes you a wonderful person, I love it. The only issues I ever had was that some of the greatest atrocities have been committed in the name of religion.
Oh, well, that's maybe we can start there. Hold on a second.
Maria. Hold on. There's a lot coming through here I definitely want to ask you about. So you're saying if something can't be scientifically proven, you won't believe in it.
I might think about it and wonder if it's true, because there's many things science hasn't taught us yet. For example, we know more about outer space than we do about our own oceans, for example. So I don't know, I'm obviously, if I'm not a scientist, I'm not going to know how to answer the right question.
Maria, are there some things that science can't tell us about?
Obviously, yes, because.
Like what?
Science is, where are the closest other civilizations that might, reflect ours? We don't know.
No, I'm not saying what science is incapable of doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, mm-hmm. are there some things we believe or do, or some aspects of reality that lie beyond the reach of science?
Well, the unknown.
No? Okay, well then, you said there are certain tragedies committed in the name of religion. Are you saying
Okay, yeah.
Are you saying it's a fact that things like genocide are wrong? It's a fact. And if someone thought that genocide was right, they are actually wrong. Is that what you think?
Correct, like Hitler.
Okay. Maria, could you point me to a scientific journal or an article that proves that what Hitler did was wrong?
Well, my parents raised me to be good for goodness sake, aside from being
Maria,
Catholic.
Maria, back to the question, though.
Maria, what does that mean? Good for goodness sake. You should be good so that you're good. Isn't that circular?
Well, I guess the golden rule tells everybody, do unto others as you would like to have them do unto you.
What?
I live my life like that. I'm grateful.
Okay, Maria, this is Patrick.
I want to stay focused.
One chunk at a time.
So there's the golden rule. Do unto others as you should do unto as you would have them do unto you. Is it a fact that people should live their life by the golden rule? Can you scientifically prove that we ought to live this way?
I cannot quote you any journals. You ask, why am I an atheist? I'm telling you why I'm an atheist.
Right.
Neither of us are gonna prove the other wrong.
No.
I'm just sharing my reason.
And
nobody's gonna change anybody's mind. Because these are things I cannot tell, talk to just anybody, because it's such a fiery subject.
Sure. Maria, first off, I mean, I'm open to having my mind changed. It would take a lot of evidence, and I hope you would be open to that too. But my point in these questions to get at is, I agree that if you believe, the only things you're going to believe in are what can be located with a scientific instrument, with a microscope or a telescope or things like that, well, then I can understand you're not going to believe in God. But my point is that when you do that, you can't believe in lots of other things. Like, you can't believe that certain things just are wrong and that's a fact, because science can't prove what we do is right and wrong. Because, Maria, what does science tell us? It tells us the way the world is, how big things are, how fast they are, how small they are, what color they are, what they do. Does science tell us how we should live?
I never said science has to tell us how we should live.
Is there, okay.
I'm just telling you why I do not believe in a God,
you don't,
per se.
Right. Maria, do you believe there is a way we should live?
Personally, for myself, yes. I would wish everybody would believe that.
Wait, but this is so interesting. So you're saying that there's a way you like to live, but if Hitler wants
correct.
To kill all the Jews, you may not like the way he lives, but you can't say it's a fact that he shouldn't live that way.
Well, he could have started his own religion. That's purely evident because he had so many followers. It was wrong. Everybody knows it's
wrong.
Wait,
why?
Yeah, this is the premise we're getting at here.
But where's the scientific proof it's wrong? Just because everyone thinks it's wrong? Lots of people think God exists. Does that mean God exists?
No. That's as my first point is that we, you know, whatever, however you can live your life best, that's the best way to do it. You don't necessarily have to rely on a God per se.
But everyone,
to be a good person.
I agree
you
with
don't
you.
Have
yeah,
to have
we acknowledged that earlier, Maria.
To be a good person.
We said,
wait, does science can't tell you how to be a good person, Maria? Because first,
that's
you have,
what I just said.
Okay, but you're talking about a good person as if it's an objective thing, like you know, like a competent person. There's a certain kind of person who's good and a certain kind who's bad. But science, like for example, can scientists do unethical experiments?
Oh, definitely, and
yeah.
they have.
But there's no. But so do they? Is there a scientific theory that shows them which ones are ethical and which aren't?
No, I don't think so.
So here's the thing. So there's one area, ethics. We believe objectively, for example, when scientists in Tuskegee, I think it was Alabama, Tuskegee, Alabama,
mm-hmm.
they injected men with placebos and studied their syphilis without telling them they did something unethical. And there's lots of these unethical scientific experiments. The Nazis did unethical experiments. But it's objective that what they did was wrong, but no science could prove it's wrong. So, Maria, my point is just this for you to take away. There could be some things science can't prove, but beyond science, we can use philosophy or reasoning to understand. We can use philosophy to show, oh, that's right, that's wrong. There's certain ways we ought to live. And we can use philosophy to show, hey, where did everything that exists, where did it come from? And so there's no mutual exclusion between believing science explains how the world works and philosophy explains where the world came from.
Maria, thanks for the call. I think we've come to the end of the line on the call and the discussion, but I really appreciate you waiting and calling.